Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope is a place where you can receive an encouraging word from the Lord. You know, we live in challenging times and there are many difficulties, but we know that God is greater than any problem we have. God is greater than any challenge we have. We just need to learn from God's word how to walk in the victory and provision and power that God has for us. And so here on the Voice of Hope, I bring you the Word of God to help encourage your life and to help enable you to walk according to the Word of God and receive all that God has for you. And today I want to talk about the sound of God's Spirit, the sound of God's Spirit. And I want to begin by looking at a story in the Old Testament in the book of 1 Kings. And in 1 Kings chapter 17, we see that Israel had fallen away from the Lord and they had fallen into idolatry, worshiping idols. Now, idolatry is not just worshiping an idol made out of stone or wood or something. Idolatry is anything that we put above God. In other words, if we put more confidence in the world than we do in God, that's idolatry. If we put confidence in people rather than God, that's idolatry. If we put confidence in money rather than God. And so the children of Israel, they worship God, but they still worshiped idols. And oftentimes, if we're not careful, we worship God, but we still follow things of the world. We still put our trust in things of the world. We still put our confidence in things of the world. And we have to make a shift. A few Sundays ago, I said we need to make a shift where we take our confidence away from the world, where we quit looking at the world and imitating the world, and we give our lives totally to God, to Jesus Christ, and build our lives totally upon Him. Jesus said we must build our lives on Jesus Christ, the rock. The truth of the word is the rock. He said, and when we build our lives on Jesus Christ, when the storms come, our house, our life will not collapse. But if you build your life on the sand, which is the things of the world, which are always changing, your life will collapse. Your house will collapse. So with increasing problems that are happening in our world, we need to put our life totally upon Jesus Christ. But Israel, instead of putting their confidence totally in God and obeying God, they were also involved in putting their confidence in the world in idolatry. And so because of that, there was 3.5 years with no rain, absolutely no rain in Israel. So everything dried up. No plants could grow. No animals were dying for lack of water. It was a very difficult time because of their idolatry. But then in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41, it says, then Elijah was a prophet. Then Elijah said to King Ahab, the king of Israel, go up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Now remember, no rain for 3.5 years. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. There had been no rain for 3.5 years. You could look around, everything was dry. But Elijah heard in the spirit. He didn't hear with his natural ear. He heard in the spirit the sound of abundance of rain. See, if we're going to see God do a great work, we need to hear from God. See, the environment around us may be terrible. Everywhere around Elijah was drought. All the fields were dry, animals were drying, dying. It was a terrible time. You may be going in very difficult times, very challenging times. Things may be very difficult around about us. Things may be very difficult in our world. But in the midst of all the drought and everything, in his spirit, he heard the sound of abundance of rain. And God wants to speak a word to us in the middle of our problems. You know, God wants to speak something into your life in the middle of your problem, because when we hear God's word, it brings faith to our heart. You know, in Romans 10:17, so now faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by hearing who? Hearing God. And we learn to hear God from the Word of God. See, the more you learn the Word of God, the more able you are to hear God. And God wants to speak to us. God just doesn't want us to speak to Him and pray. A lot of people pray and pray and pray to God. And praying is good. But we need to listen to God. What is God speaking? In the middle of the problem you're facing, what is God speaking in the middle of your problem? What does God want you to do? because God wants to speak into your situation. And sometimes he speaks, you just sense something in your spirit. Maybe it's something that the pastor says at church that really that touches your spirit. Maybe it's something somebody else said, or a message you hear on the radio, like the Voice of Hope. Or maybe it's from the Word of God speaks something to you. But something comes in your heart that produces faith. It's a seed. It's a seed of the Word that comes in your heart. And it produces faith in your life. And so as you spend time in God's Word and learn about God, you learn to hear God's voice. As you hear God's voice speaking to you, it produces a seed of faith. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So in the middle of the time we live in, we need to be like Elijah. Everything may look bad, but we need to hear the voice of God in the middle of the situation that we're in. So Elijah heard the Word of God. He said, Elijah in the middle of the drought said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. And so then he said to King Ahab, so when you hear God speak something, you need to confess it to somebody else. He spoke to Ahab and he said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Now Ahab the king could have looked around. I don't see any clouds. I don't see any rain. How can you hear rain? But Elijah knew in his spirit, he had heard in his spirit that rain was coming. God had spoken that to him, so he spoke it to to Ahab, the king. When God speaks something to you, you need to share with people around you. Hey, God is speaking this thing, because that will increase their faith also. If you hear God speaking about healing, speak healing to other people. You know, speak about what God's speaking. Don't speak of what other people speaking. My question is, what are you hearing today? You know, some people, all they hear is problems. All they hear is difficulties. All they hear is challenging. All they hear is discouraging words. What are you hearing today? Are you hearing the world? Are you hearing God? It's important who you hear. Because if you just hear the world, you're going to believe what the world says. And you won't have any faith. You have to hear from God to believe what God says. So what are you listening to today? Are you listening to people talk about evil things and gossip and all this kind of stuff? Or are you hearing God? Are you listening to God? Elijah heard the sound of abundance of rain because he was listening to God. And he told Ahab, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Then Elijah went up to the mountain to pray. And the Bible says he went up and got down his face on the mountain and he prayed for rain. You see, he heard rain was coming, then he prayed for rain. You see, when you hear a word of God, you begin to pray according to the word of God, not according to what you want or what you think, but what God spoke to you. So he heard the sound of abundance of rain, so he began to pray for rain. So he went up the mountain and prayed, and then he sent his servant up to the top of the mountain to see if there was any rain coming. And the servant saw nothing, so the servant came down again. So 6 times Elijah got down on his knees and prayed for rain, and the servant went up, no rain. But Elijah didn't get discouraged. He continued to pray for rain because in his spirit he had heard the sound of rain. God spoken a word to him, so he was praying what God had spoken to him. And he prayed it 6 times. Then the 7th time the servant went up, and he came back and he said, I see a cloud in the sky the size of a man's hand. In other words, a very small cloud. And so the Bible says that Elijah ran down the mountain to Ahab. And he said, hurry up, Ahab. Let's run to the city. Because the rain is coming, and as he was speaking to Ahab, that little small cloud began to grow and grow and grow, and it suddenly became very huge, and rain began to come down. And Ahab the king got in his chariot, and the Bible says that God gave Elijah strength, and he ran faster than the horses and arrived at the city before Ahab did, because God gave him the power. And rain came, and rain filled the earth, and everything began to grow again. Why did all that change? Because Elijah heard the sound of the Holy Spirit. He heard the sound of rain. See, we have to hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking. We have to hear what the Word of God is speaking. You know, I believe we're coming into a season where God is going to move by His Spirit and begin to make a change in our world, make a change in our life. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, said the Spirit of God was hovering over the earth before creation. The earth was now form and void and covered with water. There was nothing on earth at all. No plants, nothing, no animals, nothing. And the Spirit of God hovered over the earth, and God spoke, and there was light. God spoke, and there were animals. God spoke, and there were plants. Why? Because the Spirit of God was hovering over the earth. See, the Spirit of God, I believe, is moving over the world today. The world is in chaos. The world is in confusion. The world is in war and fighting. The world is in political conflict and having financial problems. The world is in all kinds of problems. It's a very dark world, but God, by His Spirit, is hovering over the earth today. And God is hovering over the earth because God wants to speak. God wants to speak by His Spirit to people who are listening to the Spirit and will speak what the Spirit is speaking and will pray according to the Spirit of God. God is moving by His Spirit, and God is looking for people who will hear His Spirit and do what He has told them to do and pray according to His will so His glory may be revealed in the earth. The second time I want to see about the sound of God's Spirit is in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, the disciples, Jesus had gone to heaven, and 120 of the disciples had gathered in a room and were praying to God for the Holy Spirit to come. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And so they were 120 in the upper room. They were praying and seeking God for 40 days. And it says they were all in one accord. They were all in agreement because they were praying for one thing. They were praying for the Holy Spirit to come because Jesus had spoken to them, stay in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit had come. So they had heard the word. The word had produced faith, and they were praying for what God had promised. Then they heard the sound of a wind. So there came from heaven a sound of a rushing mighty wind. And the Bible goes on to say in Acts chapter 2 that this wind was so noisy that that everyone in the city of Jerusalem heard this wind. And everyone came running as fast as they could to where the wind was going. And the wind was blowing into the upper room, and the wind of God's Spirit filled all the disciples, 120 in the upper room, with the Spirit, and they began to speak in other languages. And the people who came running were from all over the world. They were from all different nationalities because Jerusalem was celebrating a great celebration that brought people from all over the world. And as they came, and all these thousands of people came, they had heard this wind, they came. And it says they heard, the people heard these disciples who only knew how to speak their native language, Greek and Hebrew. It says the people heard them praising God in 17 different languages. So these men were praising God in a language they didn't know because they were empowered by the Spirit. See, when you hear what it is, how this happened, this is the way God works. Jesus made a promise. You stay in Jerusalem and I'm going to fill with the Holy Spirit. So they continued to pray for 40 days because Jesus had given a promise, a command. Wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit. Then there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind. It was a sound of the Holy Spirit. Not only the disciples heard it, but everybody heard it. And as they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they made a sound. They began to praise God in 17 different languages. And everybody in the crowd heard these disciples praising God in their own language and declaring the greatness and goodness of God. That all happened with the sound of wind, the sound of a mighty wind from heaven, the sound of the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing that came. And then Peter stood up, Peter who had denied Jesus three times just before, 40 days before, denied Jesus three times before Jesus was crucified. And now this Peter stands up and he preaches to these thousands of people. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it says, then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all those who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. So the first thing that they needed to do was repent. See, to hear God's Spirit and to be part of God's kingdom and to walk in God's blessing and power, the first thing you need to do is repent. See, Israel fell into idolatry, so they had to repent. You know, if you're not saved and born again, you need to repent of your sin and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you're walking in sin today, if you're walking in disobedience to God, if you're walking in the world, even if you're a Christian, you need to repent, because the wind of God's Spirit only blows on those who repent from their sin, those who turn away from their sin, because God is not going to put His Spirit on people who continue to walk in idolatry, in wickedness, and in sin. So Peter calls them, repent, be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. So your sins will be taken, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. See, when you're born again, in John chapter 3, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born of the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. So when you're born again, the Spirit of God comes and lives in you and helps you know how to hear God and walk in God's love, power, and grace. And so he said, repent. And so God is calling us to repentance. God, if when we repent, we will hear the sound of the Spirit. God's Spirit is hovering over our world today, wanting to move in people's lives. But for that to happen, we need to repent of our sins. We can't be walking in the world and walking with God too. We need to turn away from the world, give our lives, repent. Repent means to turn around. We need to turn around from the direction we're going and go toward God. Because we seek God and we see God, then God's power of His Holy Spirit comes upon us. Then we receive salvation. You receive salvation today. Accept Christ as your personal Savior. Then we continue on with Acts 2, verse 40. And it says, with many other words, Peter testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Be saved from this perverse generation. See, we need to repent and be saved. Turn away from all the perversion and evil that's in the world. Turn away. Then verse 41. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day 3,000 people were added to the church. So what happened when there was a sound of wind, the sound of the Spirit? It empowered the disciples. It empowered Peter. As a result of that, Peter preached in the power of the Spirit. People came into repentance, and 3,000 people were saved on that day because they heard the sound. See, Elijah heard the sound of rain, and he prayed rain in. God told the disciples, you seek me and wait, and I will give you the Holy Spirit. And they heard the sound of a mighty wind, and God filled them with his Spirit. And they began to walk in power, and Peter preached in power, and 3,000 people were saved. Verse 42 of Acts chapter 2. And it says, and they continued steadfast in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and breaking of bread in prayers. So now the next thing that we see that happened, they got saved, but they didn't go back in the world. They started to spend all their time with other believers, spend all their time praying together, receiving teaching every day, and praying together and sharing bread together. And in verse 43, it says, and then fear, awe and respect, and then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. So the next thing we see, the sound of wind, and then people repent, 3,000 come to Christ, they begin to walk in fellowship and unity together, praying together, receiving teaching together, and as a result of that, people in all of Jerusalem were awed and respect the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it says, and many signs and wonders. See, power follows the preaching of the gospel. See, God wants to release his power in the earth today. God wants to release his power in you and me by his Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is hovering to show forth God's glory and power in the earth. We are coming into some of the greatest days in the history of the church for those who turn away from their idolatry, repent, and will listen to the voice of God's Spirit speaking to them. And then verse 46 says, now all who believed were together, they were unified, and all had things in common. They sold their possessions and goods and divided among them and everyone that had need. So now they're giving freely. Giving freely. They aren't hoarding. They aren't keeping things. See, because when you become part of God's kingdom, you're not part of the world anymore. Money is not something you use to make yourself important. Money is what you use to help encourage other people and bless other people. And then verse 46 of Acts 2, it says, so they continued daily with one accord. They continued daily in unity in the temple, receiving the word of God. You could say in the church, receiving the word of God and breaking bread from house to house, fellowship. And they were fellowshipping together. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. That means they didn't have any fighting and jealousy and simplicity of heart. They were like children just celebrating together the goodness of God. And it says, and the Lord added to the church daily those who should be saved. Why? Because the church heard the sound of the wind. They heard the sound of the wind of the Spirit coming. The wind of the Spirit filled their lives. They repented from their sins, changed their life. They were empowered by the Spirit. More people repented. More people got saved. More people came together. And God began to add to the church daily. You know, God is moving in my church. My church is really growing here. And we're having people saved every week. Why? Because of the wind of God's Spirit blowing in my church. We're not fighting each other anymore. We are working together to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to our community. We're out evangelizing in schools, out evangelizing in neighborhoods. We are working for the kingdom. We have a desire to see God's kingdom come because the wind of God's Spirit is blowing. God's wind of God's Spirit wants to blow in Kenya. The wind of God's Spirit wants to blow in Uganda. The wind of God's Spirit wants to blow in Burundi. The wind of God's Spirit wants to blow in Sudan. The wind of God's Spirit wants to blow throughout Africa and blow out the evil and bring in the power of God. God wants to bring a change and a shift into our world today. So Acts chapter 3, Peter and John are on the way to the temple to teach the word of God. There's a lame man there who has never walked in his life. Peter says, we don't have any money to give you, but what we have we'll give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. And that lame man who had never walked jumped up praising God. Thousands of people gathered around because they saw this great miracle, and Peter preached to them. And the Bible says in Acts 4, verse 4, that 5,000 men, not counting women and children, 5,000 men got saved. Why? Because of the wind of the Holy Spirit. See, God wants to create a new work, not a work of man, a work of his. God, the wind of God's Spirit blows out the old, blows out idolatry, blows out sin, blows out wickedness, blows out division and hate. And the wind of God's Spirit brings salvation. It brings unity. It brings healing. It brings deliverance. It brings provision because God wants to blow by the wind of his Spirit. And God wants us to respond to that wind and make a sound of his Spirit. See, when you're filled with the Spirit, you make a sound. And that sound has power to it because it's a sound, not a sound of man, but the sound of the Spirit of God. And we see that in the story in Joshua chapter 6 of Israel coming into the promised land. God delivered, brought Israel out of Egypt into the wilderness. God revealed himself in the wilderness. God empowered them to go into the promised land and receive all that God had for them. And so they come into the promised land. The first city they come to is the biggest city. It is a huge city. The walls are so big that two cars could drive around on top of the wall, side by side. That's how big the wall is. No one could break down this wall. This wall was impossible. And God had a plan. He told the Israelites, every day for 6 days you walk around the city, every day for 6 days. What were they doing? They weren't talking. They were praying. 6 days they walked around Jericho, praying. And then the seventh day, God said, I want you to walk around seven times. They're walking around Jericho seven times, walking around these big, huge city, these big, huge walls, walking around. And then God said, after you walk around seven times, what were they supposed to do? They were supposed to give a great shout. And they gave a great shout. And as they shouted, God caused these great, huge walls of Jericho to collapse. And the Israelites ran in. And they destroyed all the wicked people in Jericho and all the wealth in Jericho. They gave it to God. They didn't keep it. God said, give all the wealth of Jericho to me, because God wanted to use it for his glory and his purposes. But you see, they gave a shout. See, it was a shout. It was a sound that gave forth, a sound of God's Spirit that went forth and destroyed the walls of the city of Jericho. See, God wants to us to hear a sound. God wants to hear the sound of his Spirit, hear the sound of rain, hear the sound of the wind of the Spirit blowing on us. But God wants us to give a sound. We need to give a sound. When you're filled with the Spirit of God, you begin to give a sound. You begin to give a shout. You begin to come against the enemy by the voice of your Spirit. God wants you to declare things by the power of the Holy Spirit. God is looking for a church like the church in the book of Acts, a church that is walking together in the power of the Spirit, that is walking in unity, fellowship together, walking according to the Word of God, sharing bread. God meets their need. God blesses them. God brings unity. God adds to the church daily. The Holy Spirit is moving across our world today. And wickedness is increasing because people are going to be forced to make a decision. Am I going to go according to the world? Am I going to go according to God? You can't do both. But then once the Spirit is moved in, we need to give a shout. Today, maybe you're facing something in your life. Maybe you're facing sickness in your life. You need the Holy Spirit to rise up in you, and you need to give a shout of authority against that sickness, a shout of the Spirit against the idolatry, a shout of the Spirit against any wickedness of the enemy, a shout of the Spirit against poverty, whatever it is you're facing today. God wants to fill you with his Spirit, and you give a shout of power, just like Jericho did. But you need to do that. You need to walk around for 7 days. Walk around. Begin to declare. Walk around your city. Walk around your city. Pray over your city. Walk around your neighborhood. Pray over your neighborhood. Believe God to begin to move by his Spirit in your neighborhood. Walk around with other churches. Don't walk around your church. Walk around unity with other churches. Walk around your city. Begin to pray over your city. Begin to believe God for a wind of his Holy Spirit to blow in the city. Are you hearing the sound of rain? Are you declaring what God is declaring? God wants to do a work in your city. God wants to do a work in your country. God wants to do a work in your life and in your family. God wants to move. There is a sound of rain. The sound of God's Spirit is blowing. So I just want to pray for you today. I want to pray for you that God will blow by his Spirit on your life, that God will create a faith in you, that God will speak to you by his Holy Spirit. Lord God, I just thank you for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today. I pray, Lord God, that you'll encourage them by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, may the Word rise in them. May the Spirit of God rise up in them. And Lord, may they hear things by the Spirit of God, not just what they hear in the world, Lord God, but what they hear by the Spirit of God, what they hear from the Word of God. And Lord, may the Spirit of rise in them, Lord God, and may they declare and come against the powers of the enemy by the Word of God and by the power of his Spirit and overcome every power of the enemy. And we just praise and thank you for that. Thank you for bringing healing and deliverance. Thank you for bringing provision and salvation. We just glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you heard the Voice of Hope today and maybe a friend didn't hear it, you can always listen to the Voice of Hope. I post this program on my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org. Voiceofhopetoday.org. And you can listen to this message anytime you want. Share with your friends and invite your friends to come and listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday and be encouraged in the Lord. God bless you. Have a good week walking with the Lord.